Vayter and Shas, we are on Daf Chav Gimel, picking it up on Chav Bezim and Bezim at the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Reb Yossi in the middle of the line. Reb Yossi said that one who has a relationship with his father's daughter from a marriage, a straight of marriage, is going to be chayev being over the isser of being with his sister, but not for being over the isser of being with his father's wife's daughter. So now the Gemara says, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, hi, bas eshes avicha. So my Avile, what does he do with it? It seems to be sitting there for nothing. What does he do? He needs it for the following. When is it so that the guy who has a relationship with this girl is going to be chayiv? That's only when the mother is someone that the father is allowed to actually get married to. It's an okay type of relationship. Prat coming to exclude lachoso mishivcha va'ovedes kochavim. Excluding a case of your father, if the father has a relationship with, if this girl is coming from the relationship of the father and a guy, if your father has a relationship with a shivcha or with an ovedes kochavim, and then a girl is born from that relationship, she'ein ishes lavicha, but that there's no ishes with it, then in such a circumstance, that is not what we were talking about. Then you're not going to be over any one of these yisurim. Rashi says here, because why? She'ein ishes lavicha ba, that b'shivcha v'overes kochavim lo tafsi b'kedushin, the kedushin is not even tofis. Says the Gemara, who says, v'eim aprat lachosem enusa, maybe we should say that it's coming to exclude another case. It's coming to exclude, and by the way, we're going to see a whole series now going on to the next Amud that's going to say, who says it's this? Maybe it's that. We're knock it off. Who says this? Maybe that. We're knock it off. And we're going to end off like we just started now. That's going to say it's prat lachosem mishivcha v'overes kochavim she'ein ishes lavicha ba, and that's what the pasuk is coming to say when it says bas eshes avicha. That's going to be something the marriage actually works. Maybe we should say it's talking about excluding a sister. It's coming from a woman who the father was me'anes. Rashi says, shalohaya ishos la'avicha ba. Oh, Rashi explains, it doesn't mean that the woman was raped, but rather it just means that they weren't actually married to one another. Maybe that's the case that we're talking about over here. Says the Gemara, no, ahi lo matzis amret, you wouldn't have said that that's the case, that you're going to be off the hook. You'd be chayav for that. Me the Rava, from Rava. The Rava, Rami Rava says we have two psukim that come to contradict one another. One pasuk says, ksiv ervas bas bincha o bas bitcha lo segala, the nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, you shall not uncover. Ha, what does that imply? That bas bina dida, that if it's going to be her son's daughter, in other words, this man takes a woman who then has a son already, and it's her son's daughter, that in such a case, ubas bita dida, or if you're talking about her daughter's daughter, then shari, that's going to be mutter to go and take this person. Uksiv, another pasuk says, ervas isha ubita lo segala, the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, you shall not uncover. As bas benav, as bas bita, you don't take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. Ha ketzer, now hold on one second. The first one seems to be saying that you can take. Someone's saying that you can't take. Ha ketzer, what's happening over here? Which one is it? And for the Gemara, kan be'onsin, kan b'nisuin. First case is talking about what with onsin, which means that if you have a case, for example, you have Reuven and he goes ahead and he has a relationship with Devorah. Okay, now, when he has with Devorah, and they have a child named Shimon. Now, Shimon goes ahead, and he has a kid named Malka. Now, what happens now is the pasuk is saying that Reuven is not allowed to be with Malka, but he can be with Devorah's kid from another person, because that wasn't the wife. And Kam ben Nisun, the other case is talking about in where there was Nisun done. That's where they're actually married. That's when you're not allowed to have the relationship. Kumtachois, what comes out from Rava, though, at the end of the day, like we just said, is that if you have a kid that comes out of marriage, they weren't married, it's still considered like they are related to one another. So, and from the fact that we see that there's a actual relationship going on over there between the father and the kid, so it turns out that the kids themselves are actual siblings. And therefore, when it says that your father's wife's daughter, that's not going to take you out from being over in Isser, being with your sister from your father who came out of marriage, because that's your actual sister, and therefore there's going to be judgment for such a thing. But not if it would be from a shivcha or from a goita. Okay, so far so good, period. Well,
almost. In fact, the Gemara, beep, turn the page. Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Ve'ma Prat L'Chavi Lavin. Why don't we say that really this is coming to be Prat that's excluding Chavi Lavin? Those are the ones that it's going to be usher for this boy to go out to be with his father's wife's kid. You have a guy named Reuven. He goes out and he marries a mamzeres, let's say the mashal, right? So Rashi comes and he tells us, imnasa aviv mamzeres, v'holed bas, and he has a daughter, lava chosui. Then it's not this guy's, remember this guy Reuven, he has a son. And then he goes ahead and he marries this woman who's a mamzeres, and they have a daughter named Sarah, or whatever her name is. I can't remember the names anymore. So then what happens? Not even the sister. Let's say that the kedushin isn't tofis because it's chayv elavin. Maybe that's the case it's talking about, that it's not going to be a problem. Amra papa says, what are you talking about? Chayv elavin tofsibu kedushin. The kedushin is tofsin. The chsiv is a pasuk says, ki siyena leish shtei nashim. Achas ahuva v'achas nua. A person has two wives. One is beloved and one is hated. Now, v'chiyesh ahuva lefnei hamakom. Is there such a concept? Is there such a thing that Hashem loves one wife or hates and hates a different wife?
Rashi says, explains this. He says that he needs to go ahead. It had to go to the Torah to tell us this, to come against the Tate, to not like disown his Bechor, which is coming from the one that he hates. Right? Shem Lahaskir, Shem Zeh Haya Ohiv, as Zu, Vesone Zu, Eina Bechora. It doesn't change the halacha of the Bechor, right? Where are you? Pshita shim zeh snua ein makom sone. So clearly, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hate him, meaning to say that it's not going to change the halacha of the Torah. So what does it mean? Ela huva huva binisueha. What does it mean, beloved? It means beloved in its marriage. And snua snua binisueha means hated in the marriage. Rashi says, ba'avera is done ba'avera, but it still is tofes. It's tofsin. V'am Rachman, the Torah says, kisihiyena, because it uses the lashon of kisihiyena, Rashi says, de'ispu avoya, that it actually works when a man has two women. Achazuv and achaznua, so it means to say that this marriage actually goes through, and therefore the sister is considered a sister, and therefore obviously he's not allowed to be with his sister, so it can't be that that's what the pasuk is referencing. Rather, it's talking about a shifcha kananis or a goita. So it's going on, ve'ima prat l'chavi krisos. Maybe what it's talking about when it says you're not allowed to be with your father's wife's daughter is talking about chavi krisos. Because we know that is not tofes b'kedushin. Rashi says, ve'ima the high basheshes aviv. Why don't we say it's prat lachosa michai v'krisos? That a guy goes has a relationship with someone who's an erva, and then he has a daughter over there. De'ein ishes ba lavicha. There's no ishes over there with such a concept. The lo tafsi behu kiddushin the alfinin me'achos isha she bikari. So learn it out from me'achos isha. Let's say that's the case. I'm a reva. Amakra. No, it says erva sachoscha bas avicha o basimecha moledes bias o moledes chutz. The nakedness of your sister, whether your father's daughter or your mother's daughter. Let's buy some of this chutz, whether born to one inside the home or born outside the home. You're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to uncover thine nakedness. Lo segale arva son is the end of the pasuk. Now, the pasuk saying something interesting, saying, Bein sha'omrim lo avicha kayim, or Bein sha'omrim lo avicha hotze, whether the Torah is telling to, you know, keep this girl or get rid of her. That obviously doesn't mean get rid of her, but means to say that whether she was mutter to be, to have the relationship with and bring up on this girl. Sorry, meaning the wife, right? Whether it's talking about that this girl is born to a relationship with a wife he's allowed to keep, or is with the one that he has to get rid of, means not allowed to be married to her, meaning Kiddush is not even Tovsin over here. From Rachmana, Achosli. And the Torah still says that she's called your sister. And therefore, this couldn't be the one that's called an exception, and a person who's with this girl is going to be over. Is going to be over in Isser, and it's not going to be referencing the idea of the father's wife's daughter. It's not coming to exclude this. So this is Gemara, Ema, why don't we explain the pasuk differently? Bein sha'omer lo avicha kayam, bein sha'omer lo avicha hotzei, v'om rechman achoschahi. Right? Whether it says to keep her go, and it says achoscha, l'rabos achoso meshivcha v'ovedes kochavim. Why don't we say this is coming to include, forget, it's not talking about a car's case, but it's really coming and talking about the case that's referencing maybe a shivcha and ovedes kochavim, which we were trying to say is being excluded. Says, no, Amakra, the pasuk says, bas eshes avicha, mishi yeshlo ishus la'avicha ba. Someone who has ishus, that the marriage is actually happening. Prat lachoso mishivcha v'ovedes kochavim, that there's no ishus that occurs in such a matzav
with a guy. It says Gemara, Umar Rois, why did you see to explain the pasuk and apply it to the situation of marrying Chayve Kareis and not with marrying a guy? And the flip pasuk to say, in other words, one pasuk is coming to say, why is it that you wanted to say that it's talking about the Mehashem? Hold on, let me try to concentrate here. Why is it that we're trying to bring out that the brother and sister are not going to have anything to do with each other in reference to a guy, but not in reference to a mamzeres? Maybe it should be of the father marries mamzeres. Maybe you should flip it the other way. There's a Gemara, because mistaber chavi krisus havalei l'rabos, shekein tofsei behen kedushin l'alma. Makes sense to have the chavi krisus thing, which is including something over here, right? That's going to be an isser of the an isser over here, which is makes sense to include a chayve krisis case. Why? Shekein tofse ben kedusha la'alma. Even though over here it's kareis, but at least this woman can be married to a Jew in some other circumstance, as opposed to the shivcha, you can't get married altogether. In fact, we're back at the rabbis. It's the opposite. Shivcha v'edes kochav m'havei the rabbis. You should have included those cases to say that it's going to be usher and allowed the case of the son being with the sister coming through the chavi krisis. Why? The imigaira, because if she does giur, l'didei nami tafse b'kedusha, kedusha is going to work for them, even for them straight up. Over here, it doesn't work though. It's not tofes. This is the Gemara. No, l'chi megayre gufa achrini. When she does gear, she's a new person entirely. That's so. Therefore, don't bring me a case of when she'd be megayre. Then it's just a different story. So don't forget what we're doing all together. This is all. Go back to the beginning with Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda. And we started in Amud Beis of the previous daf that we said that what it comes out is that the father's wife's daughter is coming to exclude the daughter coming from a shivcha kenanis or a vodas kochavim or a guy. And that's what they used the pasuk for to teach me. And that's everything's good and dandy. And someone who is with his sister is going to be over one iser. So now we turn back to the Chachamim. V'rabanan, because we know they use that pasuk a little bit differently, right? As we have seen a number of times. They say that if you're with this girl, the sister, you're over two isurim of bas ishus avicha and achos. You're over on two isurim over there. So lema'ute shivcha v'edes kochav minalu. Where do they learn at the concept that it's not an iser of achos if they're with a guy? As a Gemara, nafkalu me'aisha v'yaladea tiel adonea. They learn that from the woman and the children, they're going to be to the adonea, to the master. That kid of a Canaanite, of a shivcha Canaanis, ends up retaining that status as a Canaanis. Therefore, straight up, not going to be considered your sister. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, what does he do with that pasuk? He says, Chad b'shivcha v'chad b'ovedes kochavim. He says, that pasuk that we just said, that Isha v'lodeh t'yela adonah, is talking about a shivcha. V'chad b'ovedes kochavim is talking about the father's wife's daughter that we've been dealing with all along, that she's excluded. But Shvicha, and we have to bring both Pesukim. The Ashmin is Shivcha, if you should have brought the Pesuk of the Shivcha, then we would say, Mishum De'ein Lo Achayas. Which Rashi explains means Yichus, having a sort of genealogy. I don't know if that's the right word. But the point is, it's having sort of relationships. Avala Vodas Kochav, my guy, there is some sort of relationships going on over there. I'm a low, then I would say you would not go ahead and knock it out. Meaning to say that the shivcha, which Rashi says that ain lo yichus yachas dichsev amachamor nor imachamor, right? Amadom lechamor. It's like animals don't have relationships to her too, and therefore that's where there's no sort of relationship or connection over there. And then the son who has a relationship with her is not going to be over that iser of a sister. But when it comes to avos kochavim, idolaters, Rashi says, mitziaches es Hashem avia, there are mitziaches. There is some sort of shtickle that there is such a yichus going on. Since they have some sort of relationships, maybe it's enough that there's a relationship with the father, even though he's Jewish. And therefore, amalo, I would say that it would actually be over the iser of a sister. Therefore, you have to say the other pasuk also. V'yashmin avodas kochavim, and if you just want to say the one about avodas kochavim, then mishum de lo shaychi b'mitzvos. I would say because the fact that avodas kochavim has no shaychis, any sort of mitzvos,
Therefore, wouldn't be like considered his sister. Aval shivcha, when it comes to shivcha, the shaykhim mitzvahs, there is a shaykhis of mitzvahs. Rashi says, kol mitzvah sha'isha chayevas ba, evad chayev ba. The gomer la me'isha. They have a gezira shava, they learn out from woman. So for emalo, then I would say that therefore, it wouldn't be excluded from such a case. Therefore, to be chayev, so you have to have the one also tzricha. You need both. Now, the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, ashkechon shivcha, they already know. We learned it just a moment ago. I learned that from Isha, Yiladeha, that they're going to be to the Adoneha, right? So, but Overes Kochavim, where does he learn out the concept of Overes Kochavim, that it's going to be excluded from this matziv? V'chitem in there for Shifcha, Yosei learn from Shifcha, Hanu Mitzvah Tzurichei. He says, no, each one needs their own shtickle to be able to learn it out from. So therefore, where does he learn it from? Amar V'yochan, Mishim V'yoshim B'yochai, Bad Yochai, Amar Kort says in the Pasuk, Ki Yosei is Bincha Me'acharai. When you go in and he's going to turn your son away from me, and what's going to end up happening? The Pasuk says that V'avdu Elohim, Elohim Acherim, V'char Af Hashem B'chem V'shmid V'hashmid, Vishmidcha Maher. It's going to be bad news. So Bincha mi Yisraelis Kari Bincha, a son from a Jew is called your son. Vein Bincha ba min avodas kacham Kari Bincha. It's not called your son. Elabana. It's called her son. So you see that it's coming from a relationship with the guy. It's going to be not even Jewish. Not no shaychus. No connection there. Therefore, there's no iser of achos, of having a relationship with his sister. Now, once on the topic, the Gemara says, Amar Avina Shema Minos, we learn from here that Ben Bidcha Abam in Ovid Kachavim Kori Bincha, that the daughter's son who comes from an Avodah Zaranik, from a guy, is called your son. If you recall, we had a conversation earlier talking about the fact that if a guy comes on a woman, then he ends up creating a mamzer. But over here it says that Ben Bidcha Abba Min Ovid Kachavim Kori Bincha, that if the son of your daughter that ended up coming out of from a guy, the father's a guy, it's still called your son. If you have a guy or ever that has a relationship with an ever Yisrael, Havlad Kasher, you want to say that the Vlad is actually Kasher. Oh, beautiful. Does Gemara? No. Nehida Mamzer Lahavi. Maybe he's not called a Mamzer, but Kasher Nami Lahavi is certainly not called Kasher. Yisrael Apostle Maker is called the Yisrael Apostle, is going to be Usher to go out and marry Kohanim. Says the Gemara, that's a really nice pshat, but Hai B'Shiva Umos K'siv, that pasuk is talking about the seven different nations that are found in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, V'shar Ovodas Kochavim, Minolan Devlad Kemo. How do we know that the other ones are there, the children are going to be like you? In other words, that if it's a non-Jewish woman, it goes according to the woman. There's a pasuk, so because Ki Yasir, it says, he will turn away. L'rabos Kol HaMesirim, means anyone that will be turned away. Right, if you have a yid that's going to move away from being yid, then oy vavoy. I'll get fracting Amara Hani Chle Rabbi Shimon. That works according to Rabbi Shimon, the Darish Tam and Dekra, who he darshins the reasoning for psukim. If you have psukim there that gives a reason going on over there, so he goes and he understands, he explains it based off what's going on, and you can expand it, expound it, extend it to other places as well. El Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan over here, who say who don't say such a concept. Minalahu, where did they learn that from? It's the Gemara, Mantana, the polygamy Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Who are the Chachamim the whole time? The mask is unrevealed. Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, everything now works out. So, if you have this young lady who's born from a non-Jew, she is a non-Jew, even if it's from someone besides the seven nations. Okay, my friends, let's take a look now. And beep, we got turn the page. Brand new Mishnah. Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. This mission is a bit of a doozy, but it's actually beautiful because we've learned all these concepts. So let's just get quick intro, then we go right into it. We're going to be able to Be'ez Hashem fly from this to the next Mishnah. Hold cup, we good. Four different concepts we have to know about that we're going to be dealing with. Number one is something known as a Yavam L'shuk, and that is that a woman who falls to Yibam, she can't go and just marry with somebody else. She has to do Yibam or Chalitza. Once she's Chalitza, then she's good to go, but if not, she's stuck there. Right? As the Pasuk says, Lo Siya Isha Sameh Sachutza Lizar, you got to do what you got to do. Number two is something known as Achos Ziku Kaso. That is, that if you have two brothers and one of them is married to Rivka, if Reuven and Shimon are brothers and Reuven's married to, let's say, Leah. Let's keep it simple here. Leah and Rachel are sisters. And no, hold off on that. Forget that. Reuven's married to Rachel, to Leah, and then Reuven dies and now Leah falls to Shimon. He can't marry Achos Zekukah, so that's an issue now to marry the sister of the Zakuk, the one that Zakuk tore him for him. So he's waiting for that. He can't go and marry the sister or other relationships, the mother, right, or other things as well. Okay, so known as Achos Ziku Kaso. Then we have number three is Achos Chalutzaso. And that is, if I do chalitza on someone, I'm not allowed to marry the sister, although the brothers are allowed to marry the sister. They are allowed to marry the chalutza sister or other relatives coming off. And the last one is chalutzaso v'chalutzas achiv. That is, if I do chalitza on a woman, I'm not allowed to marry her afterwards, or nor can I marry the chalitza of my brother if he does chalitza on someone. We learn that after the pasuk that says, Kevan shelo bana shuv lo yivna, if he didn't build a house, you can't do it again. Okay, with that introduction, now let's jump into the Mishnah and take a look at a number of different cases. Here we go. Worthwhile to get a pen and paper to write this out. Pause what you need to. Think a little bit. And then, let's steig. Mi shekid shachas mishtei achayus. If someone goes and marries one of two sisters, a guy named Reuven, and he marries either Rachel or Leah, he's not sure. Vein yodea, ezumem kidish. He's not sure which one he married. Rashi says that aser b'shtehem, the kol chad v'chad, the ikel memer zos achosisha. He can't marry either of them because maybe it's going to be each one of the sister of the isha. Nosin get lazu v'get lazu. He has to give a get to each one of them. Wow, scary, because he already married, but he can't go any further than that, right? So therefore, he has to give a get to each one of them. Mace, let's say, ends up dying before doing it. Velo achechad, he has one brother, let's say Shimon. Cholitz is shtei, and then Shimon has to do chalitza on both of them. Rashi says, again, because the lo yada is the yivimto. He doesn't know which one is the yivama. Rashi says, omichlatz chada v'yibume chada, lo da'achos chalutzaso asur lo. He can't go ahead and do chalitza on one, then marry and do yibum on the other one, because, like we said, achos chalutzaso is going to be aser midur abanim bechaya v'yibume bereisha nami lo. You can't do yibum originally with one of them because the dilma lo zuhi yavimto. This is not the one v'kapaga b'achos zukukaso da'avikishto. And then if he's being paga with the sister of his zakuk, which is like his wife, so therefore he has to do chalitza on both of them. Let's say he had two brothers left over. So Reuven ends up dying. He wasn't sure if he married Rachel or Leah. And now he leaves over Shimon and Levi. One of them can do chalitza, and then the other one can then go ahead and do yibam. Rashi explains that first do that, because if it turns out that it really is the Yivama, so then Shaper, everything's great. V'yamachosi, and it was just a sister, then lo kapaga b'achos sukukasa, the chalitza Afka Lazika, because the Chalitza knocked off the Zika over here, and this is the brother, and you can go and you can marry her. Kidnu v'kinsu, let's say both of the brothers went ahead and they married the sisters at that stage, right? Reuven dies, and you have Rachel and Leah, they're there, and Shimon and Levi go out, and each one marries one of them. Ein motziim b'yadam, we are not motziim b'yadam. Rashi says, the kol chad v'chad amar ano shapir nesivi. Each one can say, I married her, and it was good what I did. So we leave it at that. Now we got another case over here. Shnaim shekitzu shtei achayos. Let's say you have two people. They're not related to each other. No shaychus to each other. So you have Reuven and Reuven and Gershon. All right, two brothers, and they go and they marry. They're not brothers. No shaychus. Reuven and Gershon. But they marry two sisters. Reuven marries either Rachel or Leah, and Gershon marries either Rachel or Leah. Not sure which one. Zeinu de'ezu kiddush. They don't know. He doesn't know which one they got married to. If it's any of the other Zerkidus, and this one doesn't know either. Zenos and Shtei Gittim, each one has to give two Gittin. Zenos and Shtei Gittim, each one has to give, like I just said, Mesu, let's end up dying before they do that. Then Lazeh, if each one of them has a brother, then Zeh Cholit Lashneim. Then Reuven's brother does chalitza on both of them. Vezeh cholitza shteim. Gershon's brother does chalitza on both of them also. Lazeh echad v'lazeh shnayim. What happens if Reuven actually had one brother, but Gershon has two brothers? Then lazeh echad v'lazeh shnayim. Then hayachid cholitza l'shteim. The individual, the yachid over there, that means Reuven's brother, because he only had one brother, cholitza shteim, does chalitza on both of them. V'lazeh shnayim. And the other ones, now it goes false to a case. It's like one with two brothers, right? Echad cholitza echad miyabim. One does chalitza, then we do yibam. Kadu v'kansu ein motzim yadam. And both of them did yibam. Then we don't go ahead and take it out. We leave it as is, like Rashi said, like we saw the case earlier. Next, Lezeh Shtayim, let's see, each one of them have brothers. Reuven has two brothers, and Gershon has two brothers. Achav Shalzeh, Cholitz Le'echas. Achav Shalzeh, Cholitz Le'echas. One of the brothers of Reuven does Chalitz on one of them, and the brothers of Gershon does Chalitz on one of them. We'll call it that as Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, right? Achav Shalzeh. Achav Shalzeh, Miyabin Chalutzaso Shalzeh. And then after this happens, then the other brother, meaning Levi, can now do Yibam to the one who got Chalitza from the other brother from the other side, from Gershon. Achav Shalzeh, Miyabin Chalutz Shalzeh. And then Kohas can get married the one that Shimon did Chalitza on. Let's say both of them jumped in and did chalitza. If two brothers of one of them go ahead and they did chalitza with both of them, then lo yabmu hashnayim. Rashi says because it could turn out that the one who gets married, the first one to get married, might end up be taking achos zekukaso. Ella. One of them should do chalitza with one of the sisters, and the other one could do yibum. Kadum bekansu, if they both brothers in the second pair went, they jumped up and they got married to the sisters. In such a case, ein motzi miyadim, we are not motzi them from their hands. What a beautiful Mishnah. Now, if we go back to the very beginning of the Mishnah, we start off by saying that mi shekidish achas mishtei achoyos ven yodea is a man kiddush, a guy gets up and moving goes marries. Rachel and Leah, just remember which one he married, so Nosin get Lazuz to get both of them. Says the Gemara, Shema, we know what we learn from this, that Kiddushin, Shein, Mesur, and the Bia, have a Kiddushin. Kiddushin that can't end up with Bia actually is a Kiddushin. Now, what in the world does this mean? What are we talking about? So we're talking about, says Rashi, we think in this case, the Masnisim, B'shalo, Hukru, B'shas, Kiddushin, lo have a Yada, Haminai, he doesn't know what exactly happened, which one of the, he never knew which one he was married to. Kigon, for example, Damari, Achas, Mikem, Kiddushas, Li, one of the two of you is married to me, V'asu, Shtam, Shaliach, and then he made a Shaliach, L'kabla, Kiddushin, V'kiddushin, Elu, Ein, Sof, and L'Bia. He's never going to end up getting to Bia, the Kol, Chada, Kaima, Alea, B'safik, Achosish, each one ends up being a suffix of a sister of his wife. I mean, the Ketani knows in get the zoo. In fact, he give a get to each one of them. That's mechlad the chadam yes mekudeshes. The one of them actually the kedushin didn't work. Mishum sveika the lo yada haiminayu bai lemes of get, because the fact of a suffix, which one it is, we have to give a get letervaya to both of them. Alma kedushin hain. It is kedushin. Mepluked the bai verava he. Kiddushin. This is a machlokas between Abai and Rava, whether a Kiddushin that's not Misur and Labia is whether going to be Kiddushin or not. So it must be, we learn from here, that Kiddushin, Shem Misur and Bura, is Kiddushin. Says Gemara, no, not true. Kasachem Ayaskin, what are we talking about? Kishahukru Labasof Nisarvu. We're talking about a case when he didn't know which one was which, and then afterwards they got mixed up. Rashi says, Shahukru Bashas Kiddushin. At the time of the marriage, he knew, Viyodea Haya Esmim Mikadesh. Hilkach Mesur and Labia was able to get to a state of Bia. Ninu v'chalu kedushin, therefore the kedushin was chal. But then he forgot which one it was. It got mixed up, and he wasn't sure what the case was. But nonetheless, we don't learn from here that kedushin shein mesur and labia is considered kedushin, because this case we actually didn't know it was mesur and labita. Deganami, we can infer this from the actual statement itself, from the way that the Mishnah worded it. Nikatani ve'eni odea, it says, and he doesn't know. V'lokatani ve'eni odua, that it wasn't known. In other words, it was never known. Shema mina. That it was known, it was forgotten. Says the Gemara, "My kamashalon." And what exactly is the chiddush over here that it's telling us? You have to give a get to each one of them, right? Obviously, you have to give a get to each one of them. Says the Gemara, "Sefer Isra Chalei." In a case when you're not sure which wife you married, you can't be with either one. You have to give a get, right? So obviously, but the answer is "Sefer Chalei" means for the next case, it was necessary to bring that down. Rashi says the Ketani Echad Cholit VeEchad Miabim, because Shamin and Dafka Michlat Schad. First it says, Duchalitza, V'hada Yibu Me'idach, and the other one does Yibam, Mimanav Shach, Kedepishis Le'ah, like we explained earlier. So he says, Sefer Tzuchalei, that Meis, V'lo Ach Echad, Cholet Hashem, he ends up dying, and he has a brother. This guy is to do chalitza on both of them. Hayulo shnayim echad choleitz ve'echad yimabim. If you have two of them, the one is to do chalitza and the one is to do yibam. Dafka michatz v'had v'yimabim. First you have to do chalitza and only afterwards you go ahead and you do yibam. Aval yabum ebereisha lo, but you don't do yibam first. The kapaga b'chos is a kukasa, because if you do yibam first, then it could turn out to be that you end up being over an iser of achos is a kukasa, because really it was the other one that he was actually attached to. Period. So that's what that was the whole reason why I brought it up. Okay, next part of it, we said the shnayim shekitzu shtei achoyos. We have two people. Remember, we said Reuven and Gershon. They got married to two of them, to Rachel and Leah, and they don't know which one they got married to. So each one has to give two divorces to each of them. Shema mina kiddushin shein mesurin labia v'kiddushin. Oh, same. Then we go through the same process. Says Gemara Hachanami kishahukru b'lisof tesarva. No, it's talking about they did know, but then it got all mixed up. Dekanami the ketani ve'en yodea. Look at that ve'en yodua. It says they don't know now, but not that it wasn't known. Shema mina says Gemara my kamash shalom. What exactly is the chiddush of here? Obviously, you have to do it. Says Gemara safe. And these are for the next part of the Mishnah, that Mesu both of them die, and now they go to the brothers. Lezeh echad v'lezeh shtayim. If let's say Reuven is one brother and Gershon has two brothers, hayachid cholitz l'shtayim, then Reuven's brother Shimon goes to the chalitza on both of them, v'shtayim, and the other ones, the brothers of Gershon, the echad cholitz v'chamiyabed, then it becomes a case that they can do, one of them can do chalitza, one the other one can do Yibam. So that's why it started off like that. Says Gemara, Pshita, obviously, Hainu Reisha, this is exactly the same case as the Reisha. What's the difference? The case of, if Reuven dies and his two brothers, Shimon and Levi, then we play it off. So why does he have to say the same thing? Says the Gemara. Remember, this it was a separate case, because in this case we're talking about that it was Reuven has one brother and then Gershon has two brothers. So Ma'al Detema, you would have said, Ligzo Samik Gzera Trey Atuchad. We would have thought that just like one is not allowed to do Yibam, let's do Chalitza on both of them. So we'd say, Trey, also, if you have two brothers of Gershon's brothers, Kasa Merari, you can't have one of them do Chalitza and do Yibam because of a Gezerah that may end up being that the one brother is going to do that also, and then we know he's not allowed to do that. Kamash Malan come to tell you that we're not worried about that. V'dafka Michlatz V'hada Yibam. It has to be that first they do do Chalitza, and only then can they do Yibam. Rashi spells that, like we said earlier, that what happens is Reuven's brother does Chalitza on both of them, and then afterwards, Gershon, one of his brothers does Chalitza, and then the other one can go and do Yibam. Aval, Yabumi, Bereisha, lo, you can't do Yibam first. Tekapaga, B'yavama, L'shuk. Rashi explains what that means is, you shouldn't do Yibam, meaning you have Reuven and you have Gershon here. So it shouldn't be Reuven has one brother and Gershon has two brothers. You have to make sure Gershon's brother doesn't do anything until Reuven's brother does Chalitza. Yabumi, Bereisha, lo. The first has to be that Reuven's brother Shimon does Chalitza, and only then can Gershon's brother start the process of Chalitza and then Yibam. Of all Yibum Reishalo, to Kapaga be Yivam Loshuk, because if they do it in a way where they do Yibam first, might be that Reuven, remember, got married to either Rachel or Leah, is not sure. Let's say it was Rachel, then that means that Shimon now has to be with Rachel. So if Gershon's brother ends up taking Rachel, he just took a woman. It's the kilu, she went out to the shuk, and that's not allowed. Therefore, it has to be done. He does chalitza first. Next part of the mission, we said, Lazeshtaim, Lazeshtaim. If each of them had two brothers, right? So you have Reuven and Shimon and Levi, and Gershon's Kos and Merari. So we say that what happens is Reuven dies and Gershon dies. What happens is that Shimon goes to this chalitza on one, and Kahas does on one, and then. Levi will go ahead, one brother. The other brother can go and take. Then each one, the remaining brothers, could take the ones that got chalitza from the opposite brothers and do yibam on them. Right, so now the Gemara asks, Ha-su lamali, why did you have to say this? Hainu hach. This is the same din of what we brought right before it. It says Gemara, lav dafka. First, let's see. Rashi says that Achiv Shelzeh Miyab Chalutzaso Shelzeh Ha'su Lamely Rashi says Hainu Hach Daha Hashmiinim Bereisha. We said Hashnayim Echad Choletz VeEchad Miyabim. If there's two, then brothers, and just from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, then Shimon. Let's say Reuven dies, so Shimon does Chalitz on one of them, and then the other one does Yibam. V'Alchanami Hachi Hu that the Hani Shrei. Chad cholitz v'chad miyabim v'hani trei chad cholitz v'chad miyabim. It comes to be the same thing. It says Gemara, ma'udat tema ligzor. You would have said maybe you're going to make a gezera. Maybe you would make a gezera that nobody should do yibim even after the brother did chalitza, because dilma miyabim below chalitza. Maybe we're worried that what's going to happen is the person is going to end up doing yibim even before chalitza occurs. Kamash balan that we're not worried of such a circumstance. So what happens is just wait a second. Each one does chalitza and then the other one goes ahead and does yibim. Fact the Gemara though, my shna mehadetnan. What is it that we're learning over here? Why is it any different than that which we're going to learn in another Mishnah Daf Chavav coming up very soon, which we learned already in the past? Arba Achim, you have four brothers. Shnai Mehem Nisun Shtei Chayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. So you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to Leah and Rachel. And Umeisen Nisun Shtei Chayos. And the ones that are married ended up dying. So Reuven and Shimon die. So now Leah and Rachel fall to the other brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Hare Elu Choltzos Vosyambos. They should do Chalitza and not Yibum. Rashi brings at the end of the end over there, it says v'katani sefer im kidmu v'kinsu yotziu. If one of them jumps up and gets married, so you're motzi it. V'hacha katani ein motzi miyadim. We're not motzi them. Also, we know that in that Mishnah, both of them have to do chalitza, but in our case, it says only one of them has to do chalitza from a brother in each pair, and then the other one can be taken in yibum by the other pair. So, like, what's the difference? Why do we make a distinction here? It says Gemara hachi hashta. What are you trying to compare over here? Beep, turn the page. Dav chav dalet. Also, in that case over there in the Mishnah, we have Reuven's married to Leah and Shimon's married to Rachel. So we have both sisters married to the brothers over here. So now they fall to the brothers. And Elaman da Amar Yezika. If you want to go according to one that says that Zika, Yezika. Then we have a problem of Zika. So therefore, you can't marry any of them because what's going to end up happening? You're marrying Ashes Zukukaso, and that's a problem. According to one, it says, then right? I think that was Rabbi Meir. So that case we spoke about is that if, let's say, that one of the brothers is Yibam with one of the sisters, and the second one ends up dying before doing Yibam or Chalitza, then the second sister is going to end up going out without doing chalitza or out doing yibam, right? And we saw in the Yud Ches, I think it was that Rebbe Meir says that, we don't play that. But Hacha, in the case over here that we're talking about, we have only one sister who is married to each of the dead people over there. So it's only one of them falls, and therefore we have a suffix, which sister is a Zika. So, kol chad v'chad, emer didei ka misramiolei. They could pull a shtick and say, oh no, I got the one that actually was the one supposed to follow me, and that's why we allow the marriage to continue. Okay, very good. Now, the next part we says is Kadmu Vakansu Ein Motzian. We said that if the brothers go and they jump into it and they end up getting married, we don't take them out. Tana Yeshila, he says, Vafilu Shtem Kohanim. Even if both of them are Kohanim, they don't have to get divorced. Says Rashi, V'chad Minayu, Vade Chalutza, Nasiv Daha, Rusa Sanachri, Chalutzai. So what ends up happening at this case is these girls got chalitza already, so therefore one of them is definitely marrying the chalitza. We don't make them separate. My time, outcome. Chalitza d'rabbanan here. The idea of chalitza that a kohen is allowed to marry someone that's the asur l'kohen, it's d'rabbanan. Rashi says d'rabbanan uvahacha the lechol chad the ena el a suffik the shemaz a yibim as yivim to gemur. Maybe it was really that was the yivama. So lo gazer rabbanan leafuka misafik. We're not to take out of a suffik. Who suffik chalitza lo gazer rabbanan v'chalitza d'rabbanan he. You think chalitza d'rabbanan v'atayim went to nebraisa grusha. Eli ala grusha, I only know the grusha is aser. Chalutza menat, I don't know chalutza is aser. Tamar lomar ve'isha. The fact that it says the word ve'isha. Pasuk says ve'isha grusha me'isha. Me'isha, with a mapake. Right, so you don't have to have that word over there. So it's coming to tell you that even midor isa, it's going to be a problem over here. Chalutza. So it's going, no, midor abanon. Ukras machta ba'amu. Really, it's midor abanon, and it's a pasuk, which is just in asmachta. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.